Bill and Melinda Gates convened a special meeting for world leaders in the fight against malaria. The disease still kills nearly a million people a year in the tropics, although it was eliminated from the U.S. decades ago, and if you get infected as a tourist, you can be cured with modern drugs. Melinda Gates used a photo of a sick child in Tanzania to show how those drugs are now spreading.
This is Saeed Shukuru. He's 2 years old, and when his mother brought him into the hospital, he was unconscious with malaria. But he's alive today because he received the treatment that he needed.
The boy's older sister had died a few years earlier when the drugs were not available. The conference has illustrated why it's so complex to set a goal of eliminating malaria. To treat the sick, you need a health system in place. The parasite keeps evolving resistance to drugs. The mosquitoes that carry it behave differently across the world. In the past, malaria was on the decline, only to come back when international funders moved on. Bill Gates says all these obstacles can be solved.
A key reason that I think we'll succeed is that we have the ability to innovate. This is really behind most of the improvements in the human condition. Innovation is one of the most powerful forces in the world.
That's a tidy summary of the Gates Foundation's approach, which is to invest heavily in scientific inventions, vaccines, cheap blood tests, mosquito repellents. The Seattle Foundation is the world's wealthiest, but the cost of delivering the treatments to poor countries, especially in Africa, and to keep tabs on the mosquitoes for decades to come, is too much even for Gates. Those donations depend on public support and governments around the world. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.